Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
I'm speaking English. Yes.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Vodanti.
Giving mic, mic.
Tattva.
That's one. Go on, go on.
Buddhas,
Buddhas,
Tatvam,
Tatvam,
Yad,
Yad,
Gyanam,
Gyanam,
Advayam,
Advayam,
Brahmeti,
Brahmeti,
Paramatma,
Paramatma,
Iti,
Iti,
Bhagavata,
Bhagavan,
Iti,
Iti,
Shaktate,
Shaktate,
Vodanti Tat Tatva Vedas,
Tattvavidas
Tattvam yajjnanamadvayam
Tattvam yajjnanamadvayam
Brahmeti paramatmeti
Brahmeti paramatmeti
Bhagavaniti shabdyate
Bhagavaniti shabdyate
Vadanti tattvavidas
Vadanti
tattvavidas
Tattvam yajjnanamadvayam
Tattvam yajjnanamadvayam
Brahmeti
paramatmeti
Bhagavaniti shabdyate
Bhagavaniti shabdyate
Vadanti
tattvavidas tatyam
Tattvam
yajnanamadvayam
Brahmeti paramatmeti
Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma, or Bhagavan.
I speak then. Vadanti tattattavidastatyam jajjnanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdate. Yesterday we have been discussing the aim of life, that is describing the Srimad Bhagavatam, that kama sanendya priti, kama labha jivita javata. The purpose of life is not sense gratification. Kamasya na indriya priti. We have got this body and we have got some bodily demands. Ahara nidra bhaya maitho. The bodily demands. We want to eat something. We want some resting place. We want to satisfy our senses. And we want to defend from dangers. These are bodily demands. But we should not be simply concerned with the bodily demands. Then we shall become on the level of animals. Our real demand is self-realization, as it is stated in the Brahma Sutra, Athata Brahma Jignasa. Similarly, here it is advised, Kamasana Indriya Priti Labha Jiveta Javata Jivasa Tattva Jignasa Natha Jascheha Karma Bhi. This is very important verse for understanding the aim of life. Jivasya tattva jignasa. Not that simply economic development for sense gratification. tattva jignana. What is the value of life? That is the main business. Yes, you can translate. I'll give you one example of Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami, he was minister in the government of Nawab Hussain Shah. Somehow or other, he came in contact with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he decided to retire from government service and join the Krishna Consciousness Movement started by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago. About them, it is said by one learned scholar, Tattvat Turnamasi Samandalapatisani Sadat Tuchavat. Because they were ministers, their association was with aristocratic family, big, big men. But he decided, Tattva Turnam Asesa Mandalapati Sani. Mandalapati means leaders, social leaders, political leaders. So they gave up the company of the so-called aristocratic circle. Tattva Turnam Asesa Mandalapati Sani Sada Tuchup. As most insignificant. Bhutva dhina ganesha kau karunaya kaupina kanthasito. Just to give real service to the mass of people, they become mendicant. Kaupina kanthasito. Or accepted the sannyas order. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas order, all the acharyas, Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, they accepted for the greater benefit of the human society. Takva tu namasi samandalapati sanin sada tucham bhutva dhinagani sakau karunaya kaupina kanthas. Gopi bhavara samrita dhilahari kallola magnau sada bande rupa sanatanam ragjugau sri jiva gopala. So they gave up this life of luxury, exuberance, but adopted sannyas order for greater benefit of the human society. So when Sanatana Goswami approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to become his disciple, he inquired from him Tattva Jigyasa. Can you stop here?
Who is the disciple?
Sanatana Goswami.
Sanatana
Goswami. So this Sanatana Goswami, when approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is the system. We sometimes accept one guru. But why should we accept guru? What is the necessity of accepting guru? This is the necessity for tattva jignasa, for inquiring about the absolute truth. Tatvijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacche samitpani srutiram brahmanishta. This is the basic injunction. Simply if we remain engaged in the four activities of this material body, namely eating, sleeping, sex life, and defend. Then you are animals. Our human life should be executed with the aim of life. This aim of life is Tattva Jigyasa. That Sanatana Goswami did when he approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He inquired from him, Ke ami kano more jape tapotra? My dear Lord, kindly let me know who am I and why I am put into the threefold miserable condition of life. Then one can say, you are minister, you know what you are. Then he says, no, actually I do not know what I am. Gramma vavahare kahaye pundi sattakari mani. Some neighborhood men, they call me, I am very big man, I am very learned man. And when I study myself, apanar hitahit kichu nai, I do not know what I am, where from I have come, where I have to go after leaving this body, why I am put into the tribulation of threefold miseries. I do not want to die. Why death is enforced upon me? I do not want to take birth. Why that is also enforced upon me? I do not want old age. Why it is enforced upon me? I do not want any disease. Why it is enforced upon me? And what is the purpose of my coming in this material world? And where I shall go after my death? Oh, this is the finish. There are so many things to inquire. That is called Tattva Jigyasa. This is called Tattva Jigyasa. Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa. The Bhagavad recommends that in the human form of life, the only necessity is to inquire about the absolute truth. That includes so many other things. The absolute truth is experienced by different persons from different angle of vision. That is explained here. Vadanti tat tatta vidas tattam. That is absolute truth. Brahma or Parabrahma. Which is non-dual. Madanti tat tattamidas tattam jad jnanam adyam. Adyam means without any duality. When you say Brahma, impersonal Brahma, or when you speak Paramatma, or when we speak of Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God, there is no difference between these three terms. Just like sunshine and the sun glow and the sun god. According to Bhagavad Gita, we have God, the name of the predominating deity in the sun globe. Imam vivasate yogam praktaman aham abhayam. This is said in the Bhagavad Gita. First of all, Krishna says, long, long ago, millions of years ago, I spoke this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita to Vibhushan. Vibhushan means the present predominating deity of the sun globe. Just like we have got a president, Similarly, but he has got a particular name. Similarly, the president of the sun globe is called Surya, Surya Deva. But he has got a particular name. So at the present moment, the predominating deity of the sun globe is called Vibhushan. So this Vibhushan or the sun god and the sun globe and the sun sign, they are not different. All of them are light. Without light, in the sun globe, how so much light is emanating? So therefore, the inhabitants of the sun globe, their body is made of fire. Therefore, everything is glowing. And we, from distant place, we see the sun globe also glowing. And the sun sign is also glowing. Similarly, Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan, they are one, the glowing or the light. But still there is difference. What is that difference? If you remain in the sun sign, every one of us, we remain in the sun sign, that does not mean that I am in the sun globe or I have seen this predominating deity, Vibhushan. Similarly, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Shabdate. You can realize the absolute truth in three features. Brahma, Paramatma, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Shabdate. The same absolute truth is realized from three angles of vision. Those who are trying to understand the absolute truth by their own scholarship, erudity. There are many philosophers, they are trying to find out what is the original source of everything. The scientists, they are also trying to find out the original source of everything. So, somebody, say for example, the scientists, they are finding original of everything as matter, chemical evolution, the modern theory of originality. But actually, if we study what is the position of chemical theory, the so-called scientists, they could not produce life from chemicals, although their theory is that from matter life comes. This is against our Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge says, as it is said in the Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra, that the original cause or the absolute truth is a living entity. It is not matter. Just like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate. That Aham, Krishna, is not a dead matter. He is the living entity, supreme living entity. And we also understand from Upanishad, Nitya Nityanam, Chetanas Chetananam. The absolute truth is person, a living entity. He is the supreme living entity. Similarly, the original absolute truth is Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, matta parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananyat. That is absolute truth. There is no more paratattva, superior tattva. Yet the question is, vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam. We want to know the absolute truth. And here is Krishna, Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the absolute truth. Krishna, Balaji is absolute truth, Bhagavan. Person, Brahmana Ahang Pratishtha. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, the impersonal Brahma is situated on me, just like this sun sign, although it is all pervading throughout the universe, the light is there, but where from the light is coming? The light is coming from Krishna. That is explained in the Brahma Samhita. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti kotishu asesu vasudhadi vibhuti vinnam tad brahma niskalam anantam asesu bhutam govindam adipurusam tamaham bhajam. The Brahma effulgence is the bodily growing of Krishna. Jasya prabha. When Krishna expands his bodily effulgence, then everything generates. This material world has also come out of the Brahma Jyoti or from the rays of the body of Krishna. Therefore Krishna says that Brahmana Ahang Pratishtha. In another place Krishna says that Maya Tatamidam Sarvam Jagat Abhakta Murtina. His impersonal feature, the Brahma feature, is expanding everywhere. Sarvam Kaliyudam Brahma. Masani Sarvabhutani. Everything is resting on my bodily effulgence, Brahma. Naham Teshu Avasthita. But I am not there. This is Tattvagyan. It is not that because everything is resting on Brahma, therefore everything should be worshipped. No, that is not. So, Brahmeti Paramatmeti, if we try to understand the absolute truth, then we can approach only up to the impersonal feature. Just like if we simply want to come to the light, we can see the sunshine is light. But if we want to study what is the sun glow, and if we want to study what is the predominating deity in the sun glow, that is different thing. That is simply coming to the light, sunshine will not help you. You must have strength and process to go to the sun glow. The same example, one can understand impersonal Brahma by dint of his speculative knowledge, but he cannot understand Paramatma, who is situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddhi se arjunati. That is Paramatma feature. That Paramatma feature is also one-fourth expansion of Krishna's personal existence. It is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita, athava bahunaitena kingyatena tavarjuna. Vishtabha idam krishnam ekaṁśena sthito jagat. That Paramātmā feature is one-fourth part expansion of Krishna's bodily expansion. Can I stop here? So, Bhagavān is the ultimate absolute truth. Therefore, Krishna confirms it, matta parataram nānya. You go, make progress, you understand impersonal Brahma feature, you understand Paramātmā feature by yogic practice. The yogis, they try to understand the Paramātmā, Īśvara, Sarva-bhūtāna. The Paramātmā is sitting in everyone's heart. The yogis try to understand the Paramātmā. And the jnanis, impersonalists, they try to understand the all-pervading feature of the Supreme Lord. But one who understands Krishna, then he understands both the features, the Paramātmā feature and Brahma feature. Therefore, in the Vedas it is said, jasmin vijñāte sarvam idam vijñātam bhavanti. If you simply understand Krishna, then the Brahma feature and Paramātmā feature will be automatically understood. You haven't got to understand Brahma and Paramātmā separately. Simply by understanding Krishna, you will understand both. The another example is, just like if you see a mountain, just like surrounding your this place, Tirupati, there are so many hills. From the distant place, your vision is not clear. You simply see something like cloudy, the same mountain. But if you make little further progress, you see the same mountain or hill, greenish. And if you actually go in the same hill, you'll find there are so many animals, so many men, and so many houses. So object is the same, but from different angle of vision, it appears different. Similarly, unless one can understand Krishna perfectly, he realizes the absolute truth as impersonal nirakar Brahma. Unless one understands Krishna perfectly well, he cannot understand what is Paramātmā, which is realized by yogic principle. But when you understand Krishna, then you understand Paramātmā and Brahma. This is the verdict of the Śāstra. Just like if you have got 1 lakh of rupees, your possession of few thousands of rupees or few hundreds of rupees are already there. Similarly, Krishna says, janma karma me divmam jo janati tattva. The same thing tattva. Badanti tattva vidastatyam. Then Krishna says, the my appearance of rupees and abhyatma, how I appear, how I disappear. If anyone understands in truth, because we do not understand Krishna in truth, therefore we consider Krishna as ordinary human being. Abhijananti mana mura. Mura means asses or rascals. They consider Krishna as something of this material world. But he is not that. Therefore Krishna says that janma karma me divyam jo janati tat. If anyone understands Krishna, as absolute truth, then immediately his mission of life is complete. Tatta dehaṁ punarjanmanaiti māmeiti kaṁ. Therefore, this is tattva-gyāna. Vadanti tattva vidastattva. This is tattva-gyāna. Try to understand Krishna, what he is. But that understanding, how it can be achieved, that is explained in the next verse. Tasadvadhanamunayam jnana-vairāga-yuktaya. Pasyanti ātmani ca ātmānam bhakta-śrūta-grihitaya. Bhakta-śrūta-grihitaya. You have to hear of Krishna in devotion, bhaktya, not as non-devotee. A non-devotee cannot understand Krishna. He has no scope. If non-devotee interprets on the Bhagavad Gita, he is simply wasting time of himself and others. Here it is clearly stated, bhakta sruta grihitaya. One has to become devotee and hear from the authorities. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna was a bhakta, bhaktosi, priyosi, sakhachit. And he heard from the absolute truth, Krishna. Therefore he understood Bhagavad Gita. So one who has not heard Bhagavad Gita or about Krishna and who is not a devotee, he is speaking on Bhagavad Gita simply useless waste of time. So as it is stated here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Pasyanti ātmani ca ātmānam. This is Paramātmā darśan, ātmani. Or there is another verse in the Brahma Saṅgita. Prīmānyana churita bhakti vilocanena. The same word, bhakti. Prīmānyana churita bhakti vilocanena santas sadaiva ridayesu vilokayanta. Yang shyama sundaram achinta gunasarupam govindam adipurusam tamaham maja. So one has to learn the art of seeing the absolute truth in three features, as Bhagavan, as Paramatma, and as impersonal Brahma. That prescription is given here. Tat saddhana munayo. The ordinary person, not munaya, those who are very much advanced in the process of thinking, munaya, or great saintly person, tasvadvadhana munaya, jnana vairagya yuktaya. Jnana and vairagya, these two things are required. First of all, one must have sufficient knowledge and vairagya, renunciation, detachment. Then he can see what is Bhagavan, what is Paramatma, and what is impersonal Brahma. It is a very long subject matter, but as it is stated here, by Vyasadeva, that pasyanti ca ātmani ātmānam bhakta śruta grihitaya. Through bhakti and śruta, by hearing the Vedic language, Vedic literature, not whimsically, not by sentiment, one has to develop his dormant bhakti consciousness or Krishna consciousness by thorough study of the Vedic literature. Then he can understand what is Brahma what is Paramatma and what is Bhagavan. Otherwise it is not possible. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita also, it is said, the basic principle is bhakti. Bhaktyama mabijanati javanjasyami tattata. One has to learn the absolute truth through bhakti. Bhakti is the principle. If you have got bhakti, then jnana vairagya will automatically come. But if you remain only on the platform of jnana vairagya, you may not develop bhakti. This is the process. That is also mentioned in the beginning of this chapter. Vasudevi bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita janayati asu vairagyam jnananta jatahitam. This is the, you must have complete knowledge, jnana and vairagya, detachment. Jnana means detachment. If one is attached to the material activities, he is not a jnani. Because he is in the bodily concept of life, therefore he is not jnani. Jashyatu buddhi kunapeti dhatuka sa eva gokhara. If one is in the bodily concept of life, he is no better than the cows and the asses. This is the verdict of the sadhu. So, you cannot understand the absolute truth on the platform of bodily concept of life. You must get yourself on the transcendental platform. And bhakti is the transcendental platform for the activities of the spirit soul. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati na kankhati sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti labati param. You can attain bhakti when you are already Brahma realized person or perfect Brahman. Brahma janati iti Brahman. So when you have realized, when you are a Brahmana, when you have complete knowledge of Brahma, that is the beginning of bhakti life. Not that by bhakti one comes to the Brahma realization platform. One who has got complete understanding of Brahma, he can make progress to the bhakti platform. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati na kankhati sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhakti labhate param. After all these qualifications, making oneself Brahma bhuta and prasanna atma, no more lamentation, no more hankering, always joyful, jubilant, blissful. This is the symptom of Brahma realization. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati na kankhati samas sarveshu bhuteshu. Then he can see on equal level to all living entities. Samas, then he can enter mad bhakti labhate param. So I do not wish to take much of your time, and the children are disturbing. It is a very great subject matter. So our this Krishna consciousness movement is this expanding this bhakti card on the basis of Vedic knowledge. It is not a sentimental thing. These European American boys and girls who have joined us, they are not going on sentiments. They are being taught actual knowledge, Shruti, Bhakta Shruta Grihitaya. And therefore they are being fixed up. So our request is that this temple, Balaji's temple, is the greatest temple in the world, and Krishna's temple, for spreading Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, the temple authorities should fully cooperate in spreading Krishna knowledge. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.